Well, what are you going to learn today? Let's talk about wireless systems. They are not created equal. I swear, they're not created equal. So if you do not invest in really good wireless systems, you're asking for problems. Unless you live out in nature somewhere where no one's there but you. But that doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. You want to learn something today? Let's go.
Welcome to Midweek Service provided by the Church Sound Podcast. This is our version of tech news with your host, Prentice Thompson. Have you ever wondered, how do I mic a drum set, or what about getting audio to my live stream? We're here for you. This is tech news, new product reviews, and everything you need to know about what you need to know. Welcome to Midweek Service.
Gonna learn today.
Yes, and welcome to another edition of the Church Sound Podcast, Midweek Service. I'm your humble host, Mr. Prentice Thompson. What we do every week, we do product reviews, product training applications for churches, everything you need to know about what you need to know. So the question today is this: are all wireless systems the same? Well, are all cars the same? I mean, it's a car. I mean, when's the last time you went into a car dealership and were looking to buy a Maserati, but you only had Honda money? Not gonna happen. How about, I don't know, maybe bed sheets, the thread count, There's still sheets, right? Lotion or just dishes or cookware or dinnerware or glasses, and they're all this. There's what I'm trying to say is this levels to this. So if you see a wireless system and it says you get 8 channels for $300, what does that really, really mean? I'm not going to name companies. You've seen them out there. There's two in particular. One starts with a P, one starts with a V. I'm not going to name them. But they make a product to fit a price point. Now, on most of these cheaper wireless systems where they're like, well, say a single channel is $100 or $120, $150. Or a multiple system, like I mentioned earlier, that is 8 channels or 4 channels, and they'll give you a handheld and a body pack and a headset, and it's $399 or $299. This is how they're able to do that. So last week, I believe we spoke about frequency, megahertz, frequency range, tuning, and what that really means. So on a cheaper system, what that means is each transmitter will get 1 channel. It's not tunable, meaning that this is what I mean by tunable. If I have a 4-channel wireless system that's about $200-$300, and I get interference on channel 1, I cannot change the channel to find a clear channel, a clean channel without hum, buzz, or interference. On a better wireless system, let's say at about single channel at about $300. On those systems, you have maybe 16 to 24 channels to select from, meaning that whatever that mic channel is on, within that tunable frequency range, I can then change between 1 and 16 to 24 channels within that frequency range to find a clear channel to be on. So why do you see systems that are $600 per microphone? Because those wireless systems First of all, the build quality of the transmitters, whether it's a body pack or whether it's a handheld, are superior to the ones that are a lot cheaper. Secondly, those wireless systems will give you a range of hundreds of channels to select from within that certain frequency range. Now, the higher you go in price, the more detailed you can get with your frequency selection. So they'll have a system whereby you can have 16 to 24 wireless systems, and you need to be able to have them all on clean channels. Well, your systems are going to be $1,000 a piece. If you want something that's going to be pristine, crispy clean, and without much interference. Now, I'm not going to get too detailed about the software that you can get for these higher rated systems, whereby the software you can detail the software where you can select the frequency. But I'm going to speak to the systems that are in the $800 price point and down. Okay, I'm not going to get into some of the higher hybrids that we can talk about later, because I want you to have a clear understanding of that you really get what you pay for. Now, if you live in a rural town and it's not a house or a church within 30 miles, you're really not going to have a problem with a single wireless. You're not going to have too much of a problem because it's not much battling going on. So, but if you live in a metropolitan area, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, LA, Houston, Dallas, where there's a lot of action. This is RF action, which is what I mean by that. Television, radio, venues, churches. Understand that all of these different wireless systems are all fighting within a certain frequency range for a clean channel to operate on. So we discussed last week about the 600 megahertz band and the 700 megahertz band that was purchased by telephone companies or mobile service providers, T-Mobile, Sprint, AT&T. Because of the day and age we live in, like, most people will have a cell phone, like one or two, usually, right? How does that factor in when selecting a wireless system? Well, if you're looking to just use the system just once and you kind of get what you pay for. This is what I always say about purchasing good audio equipment. When you purchase really good audio equipment, you have it a lot longer than your camera equipment. Why? Because cameras change all the time. The new camera will come out, but you plug the same microphone into that new camera, into that old camera, the same microphone that you bought 10 years ago, 15 years ago. That's a quality product. You'll find that you can still utilize that microphone. So when it comes to wireless systems, the higher up you go in your price point, the better selection you have of the actual capsules of your transmitters. You can swap out the heads of the capsule of your handheld transmitters, to get a Beta 87 or a 935 Sennheiser, or any of all these lovely capsules that you can get from different manufacturers to put on your wireless handheld to enhance the color and the character of your sound. So, getting back to the original question. Are all wireless systems created equal? No. You really get what you pay for. So there's some links that you can click on. You can find some quality wireless systems. Do that. Get some information. Purchase some stuff for yourself. Do some investigation for your church. And I'll do it like I always say. I'll see you